And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's March the 12th, 2009. 1933, on this day, Franklin Delano Roosevelt gave his first fireside chat, an evening radio speech to the nation, which was about the bank crisis. It's the 81st birthday of playwright Edward Albee, born 1928, author of The Zoo Story, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Me, Myself, and I, and other plays. It's the birthday of Jack Kerouac, born Jean-Louis Kerouac in Lowell, Massachusetts, 1922, his parents from Quebec. Kerouac grew up speaking a local French dialect, didn't start learning English until he was 7 years old. He was a track and football star, high school, got a football scholarship to Columbia, and it was there that he met Allen Ginsberg, William Burroughs, and Neil Cassidy, whom Jack Kerouac especially idolized. He typed up the story of their cross-country adventures together on a single scroll of paper 120 feet long, which was published in 1957 as On the Road, which depicts Neil Cassidy, whom he calls Dean Moriarty, as a charismatic bad boy American hero. After Kerouac took a backpacking trip with another friend whom he idolized, the poet Gary Snyder, he turned him into the character Jaffe Ryder and wrote The Dharma Bums, 1958. It's the birthday of Carl Hiaasen, born in Plantation, Florida, 1953, went into journalism right out of college, and when he was still in his 20s, was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize for his investigative reporting on doctors who committed malpractice and on the drug smuggling industry. A columnist for the Miami Herald since 1985, and the author of many satirical novels set in Florida, often called environmental thrillers, including Tourist Season, Striptease, and Skinny Dip. Someone once asked Carl Hiaasen which of his novels was his favorite, and he said, for sentimental reasons, Tourist Season is probably the closest thing to a favorite of mine because it was the first and because it was downright subversive at the time. Not many writers can get away with feeding a blue-haired old retiree to a crocodile and expect you to root for the crocodile. And it's the birthday of Dave Eggers, born in Boston, 1970. When he was just 21, both his parents died within 6 months of each other, and he dropped out of college, became the guardian of his 8-year-old brother. They moved to San Francisco, and Eggers used the insurance money from his parents' policies to start a magazine with some high school friends called Might Magazine. It didn't last very long, but he used that same group of writers to start a literary magazine called Timothy McSweeney's Quarterly Concern, still coming out, each issue of which has a different format. One issue had a story told on 13 playing cards. Another was all comics. One had 8 fables in 8 separate small books that fit together like a puzzle. One came looking like a pile of mail. The magazine debuted in 1998, and 2 years later, Dave Eggers published a memoir about the death of his parents, which became a huge bestseller, a heartbreaking work of staggering genius. That was the title of it. Also the author of a collection of short stories and the novels You Shall Know Our Velocity and What is the What. Here's a poem by Harvey Shapiro entitled New York Notes. 1. Caught on a side street in heavy traffic, I said to the cabbie, I should have walked. He replied, I should have been a doctor. 2. When can I get on the 11:33? I asked the guy in the information booth at the Atlantic Avenue station. When they open the doors, he says, I am home among my people. New York Notes, Harvey Shapiro, from his collection How Charlie Shavers Died and Other Poems, published by Wesleyan University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.